Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. From now until December 31st, qualified customers can receive a 10% discount on a new metal roof along with 0% financing, no payments, and no interest for an entire year.
There was more that I think we all could have done. You know, you get into, you know, the balls on the inside the 5-yard line and you have to figure out how, you know, if you're going to go big people and big personnel, and we were out of that. And then you get into some other personnels and you either have to, you know, you can't block them all or you got to read somebody, and but you have to be at your best down there. You know, they are. They're blitzing. They're going to try to put some pressure on you and make you make some tough decisions. And, you know, so we all have to be better down there, whether we're in the goal line personnel or we're in 11 personnel.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson. And you forget how big a deal Monday Night Football is till you look up on the screen and you got Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky, and company sitting live on the turf at Gillette Stadium.
I kind of like that, man.
Four hours before the game.
When is Drake going to start doing national commercials instead of the locals?
Oh, he's starting to. Is one Sony out there. I think he does like a Sony Bluetooth speaker.
It's coming. I like seeing the studio shows, pregame shows there in Foxborough. It reminds me of the old days.
Yes, exactly. We're creeping back into those old days of the stars come out kind of feeling in Foxborough.
Yep.
Not to mention a cold weather game. That was a part of the early dynasty. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to, like, what can we see that's good tonight? I feel like we just spent a little bit of time bitching about the defense, bitching about the run game, pointing out things. What do we like about the Patriots going into tonight's game? What opportunities, Fitzy, are on the horizon for us around 11:15 on the Six Rings postgame show when we do the thumbs up category? What are the opportunities on the horizon against the Giants?
A great game called by Josh McDaniels, taking advantage of what the Giants don't do well and doing what you do best against it. Another great night for Mike Vrabel to showcase the leadership and the solidarity and the unity of his team and the ability to play under adverse conditions like freezing cold, extra day of rest, even though some people think that's a positive, some may think it's a negative, and injuries as well. And Drake May possibly reasserting himself as a potential favorite or the clubhouse leader for MVP after Matthew Stafford took a step back yesterday against Carolina. So many different things are at stake in a positive capacity for the Patriots. Just beat this team. You're better than them. 10-2 should beat 2-10. 10-2, Ted.
10-2.
They should beat amazing.
Ryan Moore. Andy, it's to me, it's just kind of putting your flag in the ground that says we're the best team.
Yeah.
Now, the opponent is kind of okay. It's another soft opponent, but it's when you look at what the Colts did this weekend, when you look at what the Ravens did this weekend, when you look at what the Chiefs did this weekend, it's just another opportunity on a national stage to separate yourself from those teams. And so I think it's a great opportunity really for the Patriots to kind of, again, just they haven't been on this stage since the Buffalo game almost 2 months ago. So it's another opportunity to kind of show how good Drake May is, and really, I think, to show the league that they are the top dog in the AFC.
So I know we usually take some time when we do the pick six review and all that. Like, real quick, can we touch on that? We all watch football from Thursday through Sunday, right? So we got that rare opportunity because, you know, no game. You wait until Monday to see all the teams. And this whole fool's gold thing and that the Patriots haven't played anybody, you know, part of the reason they haven't played anybody? I don't know who anybody is. I don't know who the supposed great teams in the NFL. The Rams. We wanted to put the Rams on a pedestal, right? I think we all had. I think we had all kind of accepted the Rams were the best team in football, right? Matthew Stafford's the MVP. The Rams are the best team. They get an offense. They get a defense.
Just because they lost to Carolina by 2 points doesn't mean they're not.
No, but did they play great? Like, they lost an opportunity there to distance themselves. Yeah. Go take care of business against Carolina.
Yeah.
You didn't. The Patriots have an opportunity like that. And I just see a lot of... There were upsets, there were underdogs, there were ugly games. It just, I don't know who the, and part of it is because I think the two teams that were in the Super Bowl a year ago have taken the step back that they've taken, right? The Chiefs are maybe not a playoff team, and the Eagles, while a playoff team, aren't a good football team right now. Infighting and issues, they can't run the ball, they've lost their way.
But having said all that, I think this has been an awesome year for football. I couldn't
agree more.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many teams that are 8-4, 7-5. You know, a lot of teams that are 6-6 that are still in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, I think, there's more compelling storylines than the same old teams doing the same old things. I feel like there's up and coming teams. I mean, let's face it. I mean, Seattle out of nowhere is with us. You know, with Sam there doing a great job. You got. I mean, the Texans look like they're making a late charge right now.
Oh, yeah.
How about the Bears? The fact that the Chicago Bears on December 1st, 2025 are the number one seed in the NFC. In an NFC North where we all thought it was Lions and Packers and Vikings, oh my. And the Vikings step back and the Lions are hurting and the Packers reassert themselves on Thanksgiving. And the Bears flex on the Eagles. They're tougher. They played harder. They ran all over them. Caleb Williams was a game manager. Ben Johnson has taken off his shirt in the freaking locker room afterwards, going nuts. Like, coaching and culture have taken over there. And, Ted, they built the best offensive line in the NFL in the offseason. That's where I tip my cap to them.
A little fraudy, in my opinion, the Bears. Because you just said the quarterback's more of a manager. He doesn't really get me all worked up and blow my skirt up. And plus, there's one key stat to the Bears that I would suggest that this is more of a fraudulent team than people want to admit.
Turnovers.
And that's the fact that they are by far the best team in turnover margin. And those are fluky kind of stats. Those aren't some things you can count on week in and week out. And so I just think part of it is they've got – they haven't had the toughest schedule either, if we're being honest. But the turnovers are fluky, and you can't count on those in the playoffs. And so I look at the Bears a little bit more with a smoke and mirrors look to it than another team.
And then the same conversation of the teams and how you feel about them, who's good, who's not good, who the measuring sticks are, I feel like trickles down to the quarterbacks, right? Like you say Caleb Williams, game manager, or Bo Nix, game manager. Do we think Bo Nix is really good? Can he game manage his way with that defense through the playoffs to a Super Bowl? I mean, if you watch the highlights, if you watch the throws he made yesterday, some of those were the best. Some of the best. That throw going down, where it was like, was he down? Was he not down? Is one of the better throws you'll ever see, right? By any player. But do you believe Bo Nix is that in a playoff game? Is that what he's going to be?
No.
And I think some people will say that about Drake May, too. If you were from Denver, maybe you'd look at Drake May and be like, is he really going to complete 70% of his deep balls in a playoff game or something? There's probably some of that hesitancy coming this way across the country. And I think that's part of why no one really knows who's good and who's the measuring stick.
Yeah. But would you agree or disagree with that this has been a compelling NFL season? Like, there's new teams, young quarterbacks that you weren't expecting emerging that are the old kind of guys that we've counted on for so many years have taken a step back. I think it makes it all the more interesting.
It is, I think, one of the most interesting, because the thing that everybody keeps pointing to is, wait, could we actually have a postseason with no Patrick Mahomes, no Joe Burrow, no Lamar Jackson? For a while there, people were wondering about Josh Allen because they were kind of stumbling. It looks like they're going to save themselves. But, yeah, I don't know how to make hide nor hair of that, as the old saying goes. Like, is it good, or are we all going to get to January and be like, oh, These guys weren't really ready for the spotlight. I kind of wish we had a Joe Burrow, or I kind of wish we had, you know, Daniel Jones. What to make of him? What to make of the Colts? I'll be honest with you guys. Came to my attention that betting on the Colts to miss the playoffs was good plus money. I bet on the Colts to miss the playoffs. I think they are in a
I think
spiral,
they're going to.
Spiral Absolutely. That they can't get out of.
Well, the quarterback's got a broken leg, supposedly.
Yes, and they traded for a corner who's now hurt. They gave two first-round picks for a corner who's now hurt.
Everyone knows if you stop the run, it's like you used to say about stopping Edge when you played the Colts. Stop Jonathan Taylor, you stop the Colts. And obviously, Daniel Jones with his bum fibia is not going to be enough to carry that team across the finish line. The Jags are now in first place in the AFC South, and they're wildly inconsistent, but Duval is playing really good defense when it matters, and nobody wants to play the Texans right now. And then in the NFC, the Bears may be a little bit fraudulent, but you still can't deny running for 250 yards down the throat of the Eagles. And Dak Prescott, again, don't look now, moved all the way up to fourth on all the betting sites in MVP candidacy. And that's not a team that anybody – I don't think anybody would want to play the Cowboys right now. They're playing really great offense and decent defense.
They are. I got to tell you this stat about the Chiefs, man. A lot of questions now are, is the dynasty done? I think it's an interesting kind of talk to have. But just to put things in perspective, comparing this year's Chiefs to last year's Chiefs. Last year, let me put it to you. They are better this year statistically in points per game and points allowed. They were 15-2 last year.
Yeah.
They're 6-6 now. Yet this year they have they've scored more points and they give up less points than they did last year when they were 15-2, which is insane. This year they're 6-6, 1-5 on the road. And last year, 12 out of the 15 wins they won were one score games, including the playoffs. This year they're 0-6.
They still didn't win one of those games?
0-6 in one score games this year.
Damn.
Is that incredible to me? And they've lost 4 out of 5. And I was thinking, have the Patriots in the Tom Brady era ever lost 4 out of 5 games? The obvious, I'll just get to the point. In 2002, we lost 4 out of 5. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe there was another time that they ever lost 4 out of 5 games at one point in the season.
There was a good point yesterday. John Lyons made a point that this feels very much like the 2009 Patriots version of the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they're at like a crisis point where they're going to have to strip down the roster a little bit, make sure Mahomes is recommitted for the back half of their supposed dynastic run, and crush the draft next year.
So that whole discussion about the teams and about the quarterbacks, because I'll throw the Seahawks in there as well, another team we were wondering how good are they. Are they the second best team? I watched them play the Vikings yesterday. I thought the Vikings lost more than the Seahawks won. The poor kid.
Quarterback.
Earmuffs.
Quarterback,
well, earmuffs if you're in Durham, New Hampshire, because Max Brosmer, the former UNH Wildcat, that didn't go great for his first NFL start.
That was a terrible interception. He threw the pick six.
Yeah, he should be thankful.
That was hilarious.
Football follies and those videos you used to get when you ordered SI are no longer a thing, because he would have been on those commercials and those videos in perpetuity.
I appreciated the pick six win, though. He made it super easy for the Seahawks to cover.
But, I mean, that's a game where did Jaxon Smith-Njigba ever get a catch? It was a game where Justin Jefferson and Jaxon Smith-Njigba were both, who might be two of the three best receivers in football, weren't getting the football. Like, there was just... So the whole
real quick, the fascinating storyline behind the storyline in that game was just.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The quarterback situation. So the Vikings, the year before, who do they have as their quarterback?
Sam Darnold.
Now who's he the quarterback for? The Seahawks. And you bet the farm that J.J. McCarthy was going to be your guy.
Yep.
And you let Sam Darnold go to the Seahawks when he's having a question, you know, arguably a MVP season. And you're stuck with J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
You got to be sick to your stomach. I mean, you talk about it, and that head coach there, I forget why his name is.
Kevin O'Connell.
He knows mm-hmm. quarterbacks, and he backed the wrong horse. And it's shocking how much of a miss that call was.
I thought we had gotten to the point with Kevin O'Connell where we were just accepting him as one of those like quarterback whisperers. Like whoever he gets, he turns into a good quarterback. And then he picked J.J. McCarthy. So that wasn't a Sam Darnold reclamation. Like that's the guy you picked. He stinks. And the young guy that he has as his, you know, break glass in case of emergency wasn't ready for the spot. So kind of makes me recalibrate the Kevin O'Connell Midas touch with quarterbacks thing a little bit. Maybe Sam Darnold is just a better player than we kind of all gave him credit for as he went through that Baker Mayfield transition. But all of this is to say that Drake May and the Patriots could be the best team and the best quarterback in football. Like, it's not a crazy statement to make, and they have an opportunity to make that statement, right, tonight down in front of a national audience. ESPN is there. Dan Orlovsky's in the house, so he'll be raving about Drake May tomorrow. If Mina Kimes, noted Patriots fan, she'll be raving about the Patriots defense tomorrow if they take advantage of the opportunity that's at hand, right?
Yeah, and there's some factors, and we'll talk to Brian Hoyer coming up soon here about. I'm curious to see how he handles the conditions. If the wind chill is in the low teens, it's got to be the coldest game he's ever played in.
Yes.
How is his handling of the ball? Does the ball slip? Does he wear a glove? Does he have his hands in there,
they'll be in there. Oh yeah,
they got to be, right. But how does he throw in the with it being so cold? I think, look, we all questioned that when he was drafted here, and tonight will be to me the first test of that. So I'm curious to see that part of it as well.
Fitzy, is that still a concern? We've talked about that off and on. The cold weather, Drake May, small hands, ball, whatever. Is that still a concern?
No. I have so many other concerns about tonight's game. Not to say that I'm going into it panic-stricken or worried like mom letting her kids go to school for the first time on the bus. No. But the cold hands, the weather, I think he's acclimating very well to all of that. That's probably 9 out of my 10 concerns tops.
And I will say, if it's that cold, because I did see by fourth quarter could be like 20, 22 degrees.
Ain't going to be warm out there tonight, bud.
That's going to be one of the colder games at Gillette. I mean, that's even cold for New England. I know we like to pretend we're tougher and they're all cold, but if you get down in the low 20s, that's going to be one of the cold. They'll put the notes out. The PR staff will put out the notes. That's probably going to be
like that. If there's any bit of wind, they're saying there will be, that's cold. That's a cold game tonight. So I'm curious to see how he performs.
This is
a test.
It's not just him, right? This is a new team. You know, the Patriots I'm talking about in general. Like, you're talking about a lot of guys that, you know, Stephon Diggs, yes, he played in Buffalo, but he's new to this team, or whoever you want. Andy Borogalis, the kicker, his situation. I forget his name, so I apologize. The rookie long snapper, right? Like, you got a lot of guys that could in roles tonight that Ashby.
Andy Ashby.
That could be in roles tonight that,
Julian.
You know, it tests them. Like, right, this is a learning experience, and I don't know that they want to learn the hard way. Now, I will say, you've given yourself a cushion, right? If they lose tonight, it's not the biggest deal in the world, right? There's losses all around the league, you know, every week it seems like. It's just the Patriots haven't done that, right? They got their ugly losses out of the way before we even really knew they were ugly, right? Right, early in the season,
we knew what this team was.
Yeah, we didn't know you were good, so losing to the Raiders was just kind of, well, you guys are both probably mediocre football teams. Now, you know, if you lost to the Raiders right now, that's an ugly loss, right?
Very much so.
Well, losing to the 2-10 Giants on Monday Night Football with the entire league watching would be an ugly loss. It would adversely affect the way people think of you, power rankings, whatever, you know, the analysis on ESPN. Us. I'm not going to put us above it, right? If we come out tomorrow or tonight, Fitzy, you and I, if we're doing a post-game show where they lose to the Giants, we're going to be talking differently about Drake May and the New England Patriots than we were at this point or a week ago, right?
If we could be talking about them if they, let's say, just get flat out beat by the Giants, like the Giants game is better and it's a clean game, that would almost concern me more than if the Patriots just were off and turned the ball over more. Like if the Giants strong is stronger than yours tonight, that would be more alarming. Hiccups happen in the NFL, sure, but if you want number one seed and the Patriots are in control of their destiny to as much as I believe any team is. Yes, I know Denver only has two losses on the season as well. I still believe Denver has a tougher schedule and is going to drop at least one. There's nobody on their schedule the rest of the way. You saw the Ravens on Thanksgiving night. You saw what a mess they were. You've seen the Jets. You've seen the Dolphins. And the first game back is against Buffalo. Sure, Buffalo absolutely demoralized and sucked the soul out of the Steelers yesterday. But you could beat all of these teams. Like, if 15-2 is not off the table, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic.
Ted, you want to learn a new name?
Please.
I think so. I mean, you dig a little deeper than I do, so you may know the practice squad. But the Patriots practice squad elevations for tonight's game are out, and they may tie into Garrett Bradbury. But one of them is one we're familiar with, defensive tackle Jeremiah Farms Jr., right? The second is offensive lineman Brendan Hymus. It's spelled J-A-I-M-E-S, but it's Hymus. Brendan Hymus. Those two guys were elevated to the active roster for tonight's game. That one is an offensive lineman. Certainly could indicate they're preparing to need extra bodies there.
Yeah, of course they are.
Bradbury situation. Because I know earlier in the day and maybe the week, Mike Reese was giving some predictions on guys that might be considerations. And he was talking about your guy, John Saunders, the safety, a couple others. He didn't predict this guy, and I think that was because he didn't know at the time that Garrett Bradbury was going to be questionable with an illness. So I think that is something to keep an eye on. Dan Ball.
You guys will never guess where Hymus, what last NFL team he came from. Never guess in a million years.
The Giants.
No, the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, well, that makes... you don't say.
Yeah, crazy, right? Just like half the coaching staff and roster.
Well, you know, you got to have your dependable guys. Mike Vrabel needs his guys around him. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. We'll get to those a bit later. We got Brian Hoyer up next. And I don't even know if Ted Johnson's aware, but Ted Johnson has a big role at 4:30. QB under the tree. We are unwrapping our first autograph football from a Patriots quarterback. Ted Johnson will have that for you next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.